I'm still in chapter 3 of the book of Galatians. I'll read verse 4, and after that I'll have a few comments I'd like to make, and then I'm going to read verses 6 through 9. In verse 4, Paul asks these Galatian Christians, "Have you suffered so many things in vain?" The Galatian church, like other churches, were subjected to much persecution when they first embraced Christianity. The persecutors were in most cases their own Jewish countrymen, whose jealousy and rage they had braced in the name of the gospel as preached by Paul. Now they were abandoned that very gospel for the principles of those by whom they had been persecuted. This kind of conduct could not be more fickle and foolish. "If it be yet in vain," Paul said. The apostle cannot quite bring himself to the place where he believes that it is, to show the Galatians that, much as appearance may be against them, he will not give up the hope that a lingering spark of their first faith and their first joy and their first love still remain in their hearts, of which they had undergone persecution. The appeal by which the apostle sought to stop the defection of his thoughtless converts was not only an appeal to their past experience when first they listened to his preaching, but also to their present experience of facts that they saw actually going on among them. The great outpouring of the Spirit, both in its miracles and its non-miracle form, had not entirely ceased, and the Galatians might see, simply by looking around them, that the channel which God chose for conveying his gifts was not that upon which the Judaizers insisted, the law, but rather the preaching of faith, where the faith implanted by the apostles' preaching still showed signs of growth. There the gifts of the Spirit was seen in connection with it, but not among the Judaizers and their party. Paul acknowledged the continuance of, or at least for the present, of their spiritual life. But what was their opinion about God, who daily supplied them with the Spirit, and through the Spirit was daily working miracles? Are such ministries through the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Among those who were keeping the law, there was no miracles happening. No one was being healed. Miracles of healings and new life and new birth, none of this comes from keeping the law. Only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, everything comes by faith. Paul said, "If it's not of faith, it's sin." That's a strong statement. Nonetheless, it is written, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This brings me to the beginning of our lesson for tomorrow. It's about faith, Abraham's faith. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. James in chapter 2 and verse 23 says, "The scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Paul tells us in Romans chapter 4 that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Paul also tells us that through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Oh, hallelujah. Join me tomorrow for the next lesson. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.